God's power exercised constantly in nature, August 11. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, measured heaven with a span and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? NKJV. The psalmist says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language, where their voice is not heard." Some may suppose that these grand things in the natural world are God. They are not God. All these wonders in the heavens are only doing the work appointed them. They are the Lord's agencies. God is the superintendent, as well as the creator, of all things. The divine being is engaged in upholding the things that he has created. The same hand that holds the mountains and balances them in position guides the worlds in their mysterious march around the sun. There is scarcely an operation of nature to which we may not find reference in the Word of God. The Word declares that he maketh his sun to rise, and the rain to descend. He maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth snow like wool, he scattereth the hoar frost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. He sendeth out his word, and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He maketh lightnings for the rain, and bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. These words of Holy Writ say nothing of the independent laws of nature. God furnishes the matter and the properties with which to carry out his plans. He employs his agencies that vegetation may flourish. He sends the dew and the rain and the sunshine, that verdure may spring forth, and spread its carpet over the earth, that the shrubs and fruit trees may bud and blossom and bring forth. It is not to be supposed that a law is set in motion for the seed to work itself, that the leaf appears because it must do so of itself. God has laws that he has instituted, but they are only the servants through which he effects results. It is through the immediate agency of God that every tiny seed breaks through the earth, and springs into life. Every leaf grows, every flower blooms, by the power of God.